You're listening to the Penrith Perception podcast, where we drive discussions about the cogs and gears that run a selective high school in New South Wales. Today we're here with Anne with a little different episode, because today we've stepped outside of the recording room into the sunlight, where we're bringing you all along with us to the grounds at Walkathon. Hopefully we'll be able to interview a few people and let you hear all the different experiences students go through at a school event as large as this one. Let's go.
Hello guys, we are currently walking to a walkathon. We are walking to the Nepean River. If y'all didn't know, that's the location of our walkathon. We have just started and it's pretty loud. If you can hear the music front and back of me, everyone's playing music on the speakers. But I'm really, really excited. So let's just talk about more about the best dress. It was a Latin. And then the math faculty won first place for the staff best dress, and it was so good. They dressed up as like the seven dwarves and the evil queen and the mirror and Snow White, Mr. Farrar, and dressed up as Snow White. It was so cool. I'm really excited for Walkathon this year, especially since I was away last year. But this year, the theme of Disney brought some so many epic costumes. Like currently, my friend right now and I are Ben and Mao from Descendants. And I feel like we ate, so yeah. She's also a photographer for multimedia, so there you go. But we've just started. We've still got a long ways to go, but already it's really, really fun. It has been 2 hours of walking, and we have finally arrived at Hench Reserve, and now we're going to go on a walk to find people we can interview. Okay, I'm here with Audrey from Year 11, and it's her last walkathon. Audrey, how do you feel about your last walkathon?
It feels pretty good. You know, we've got music, and like, you know, it just makes it like the vibes higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not as hot as last year.
Yeah, last year was crazy. What about you, Sadie? How does it feel to be your last walkathon here at Penrith?
Honestly, I'm going to miss this so much. Especially the walking.
Oh yeah, the walking part of the walkathon. Personally, my legs are so dead. What about you?
Honestly, not really.
What about you, Audrey?
My legs are great.
Yeah,
I got good legs.
Do you wanna talk about how it feels to be your last walkathon?
Honestly, I'm kind of glad it's my last one.
Nice.
I'm kind of done with this. They love walking, not me.
Yeah, what about you?
Oh, honestly, my feet are really tired.
Yeah.
I'm sweaty, but I'm so glad I'm finally sitting down.
Yes.
I see Pani Puri over there, which I am about to buy, so I'm so excited.
Nice. Yes. Oh my god, no, I'm so glad we finally reached. It was so far away. I felt like it was never going to end. I was like, what the hell? Okay, thank you guys. Enjoy your walkathon.
And I'm back here with Mr. O'Day, who wowed everyone with his Black Panther costume. Do you want to talk about your costume, Mr. O'Day?
Yeah, it was one that was chosen for me by my daughter, and so it was nice wearing it. And I like Bossman, and so it was good. Yeah. It's a nice tribute.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute that it was chosen by your daughter. That's so, so cool.
Okay.
How was your first walkathon here with Penrith yesterday?
It is really good. It's good to see everyone enjoying themselves. I hear that it's much calmer than it has been in previous years. So it's good. Well done to everyone.
How was the walk here for you? Was it like tiring with the sun and everything?
Unfortunately, I cheated a little bit. Unfortunately, I had to drive here.
Yeah.
It wasn't by choice, but hey.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a fun walkathon.
Good job.
Anyways, from that little interview with Miss Fifth, it really does take so much effort behind the scenes to organize something as big as Walkathon, where you take the entire school population to Tent Reserve, like kilometers away. It's actually so far. But walking here was a difficult experience. My legs are tired and the sun was boiling. But you know what? It's worth it when you come here. The wind is cool and you get to sit down with your friends, listen to music, and all the food is here as well. And that's so great from the PNC and SSC. And I think we need to really thank every single person who has worked so hard to make this happen for our school.
I'm here with Miss Lawson, who's dressed up so cool. Do you want to talk about your costume, Miss Lawson?
Hello. Yes. So I am Disney bounding as Minnie Mouse, and I have got my music festival Paris on them, and my Mickey sunglasses.
That is so cool, Miss. And how do you think Walkathon has been today so far compared to previous years?
Yeah, it was a really nice setup. We had people arriving from 9 o'clock to help set up the barbecue, the tug of war, the Polaroid stand. So it's all ready to go and we're ready to see everyone and have lots of fun.
Very nice, Miss. Thank you so much. Have a good walkathon. I'm here with Anna Lee. I'm here with Anna Lee at the walkathon. How does it feel to be your last walkathon?
I'm actually really really sad that it's like our last walkathon. This is only my second one, but I feel like this year it was so much nicer, probably because the weather's really nice as well. So yeah, I'm really happy. You know, it was nice walking here with like songs and it was like karaoke the whole time.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that experience. And are you dressed up as anything? Do you want to talk about your costume?
So originally our group had a plan to all do matching pajama pants, but we realized that there were no like cute Disney pajama pants under $60, so we ended up just like wearing like a random color each, and just like, for example, I'm wearing green. I'm still gonna call myself Princess Tiana or something. So.
No, I like your fit there. It's really cute. Thank you so much, Annalie.
Wait, what are you?
I'm here with our 25-26 captain and senior prefect. Do you guys want to talk? Wait, what's your name? And do you guys want to talk about your costume?
Yes, my name is Chavi, school captain.
My name is Eva, senior prefect.
And we're dressed together as Nick Wilde and Judy Hopps
from Zootopia.
Nice. And how does it feel that this is your last walkathon ever with Henrith?
I think it feels like good. Like, it's sad, but the weather's so nice, and we got to walk as a grade. You know, it's our first senior activity, so it was really fun.
The PNC has made amazing foods.
Yes,
the PNC have done incredible stuff. Okay, I hope you guys enjoy your walkathon.
Okay, who are they here with?
My name is Pragyan Busal.
Nice. Okay, what is your question? What was your group's costume like for the best dress competition?
We're the Islanders from Moana.
I really like it. Do you want to talk about your costume? What you got going on?
Not really.
Wait, Neil, I
have a tutu and some flowers and a beach shirt.
Okay, how's your walkathon been so far, like in terms of like temperature?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah. Was it okay hot?
Okay, it was pretty hot, but it was fun.
Yeah. Are you currently selling polo?
Yes, we are. So,
have you sold any?
Yes, we have sold a lot.
Nice. Okay, are you excited for the walk back?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, very nice. Excited.
Thank you, Pragyan.
I'm here with Yuong, who was dressed up as a cockroach and made everyone shocked during the best dress competition. Yuong, can you talk about your costume for us?
It's basically a cockroach representing Disney in a nutshell. Basically, Disney refuses to die and is the reason why everyone hates live adaptation remakes.
I love that for you, Yurong. And how does it, you're in year 8, so how does it feel like your second walkathon ever, and how is it compared to last year's walkathon?
Second walkathon, a bit too warm for this type of event. Better than last year, I was in a dinosaur costume, suffocating.
Okay, nice. Thank you, Yurong.
Hey, do you want to say your names?
I'm Elsa.
I'm Bianco.
I'm Galilee.
And how does your first ever walkathon feel?
I'm exhausted.
That's real.
It's really hot.
Yeah.
Walking was fun, but it's also really tiring.
Yeah, my legs are so dead. Believe it or not, I feel like last year was even hotter, but this year is so boiling. Okay, do you want to talk about your costumes?
Okay, so I'm Joy from Inside Out.
Nice.
I'm Disgust from Inside Out.
Nice.
I was supposed to be a duck, but now I'm Minnie Mouse.
That's so cute. No, that's so real. Have you guys enjoyed walking so far?
My shoulder hurts. My back's heavy.
Okay, that's real.
Yeah, I guess.
Have any of you guys tried the food yet?
Oh, we're about to get the food.
Nice, okay. Well, I'm not going to stop you from getting the food, so, like, have fun walkathon, guys.
Who are you with?
Lisa Smith.
Yeah, so how does it feel like organizing this entire walkathon these past few days, weeks, months?
It's been in creation since before this term, so it's a good 10 weeks to organize the whole event. There's a lot of moving parts that people don't see behind the background.
Yeah.
Trying to coordinate over 700 students, over 60 staff, making sure that my instructions are clear. It's a lot of pressure, but when you get here on the day, and you see everyone having a great time, the school spirit, the money that we've raised, the costume design, all that effort, it's actually worth it. So puts a big smile on my face. It makes the job really rewarding, and I appreciate everyone's efforts. And a big shout out to all the staff who have gone above and beyond, especially with costumes, helping look after the kids, being in the right place. It's been amazing, and I'm appreciative of everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Smith. I can't imagine how hard it was to organize this, and I hope you have a fun walkathon.
Thank you.
Working with Miss Guild, our new music teacher for this year. How does your first walkathon ever with Penrith feel like, Miss Guild?
Lots of steps. Lots of steps. The sun is shining. It's been fun. It's been good. I'm enjoying it.
Nice, Miss. How is the food?
I've just finished. I saw some sizzle with onion, with barbecue.
Nice.
Delicious. I'm going to have to go back for another one, I reckon.
You're so delicious. And are you looking forward to the walk back?
No. Just kidding. It'll be fine.
I'll have a fun walkathon.
Thanks.
Who am I here with?
Mr. Hussain.
How has Walkathon been so far for you today?
It's been excellent. The weather's been a bit warmer since last year.
Yeah.
And so, and there seems to be students missing this year, so...
Oh, yeah, there's like a few students away, actually.
Yeah, I think the last day the weather got to them.
Yeah, and have you tried any of the food by a PNC or SSC so far today?
I've had the vegetable, what do you want to call it, a wrap burger sandwich, yes. Okay. It was good. It was cooked well, and the onions and the barbecue sauce went well with it.
Okay, thank you, sir. I hope you have fun today. I'm here with Mr. Farron, who dressed up as Snow White and won first place in the best dress for staff with the maths faculty. Do you want to talk about your costume, Mr. Farron?
It's hot.
Yes.
It was a tough walk, but I think I looked beautiful doing it, so it was worth it.
Very nice. Have you tried any of the food here at Walkathon yet?
I'm literally walking there now.
Yes, well, I won't stop you from getting your food, sir, so have fun. I'm here with the PNC. What's your name?
Smriti.
Nice. And what have you brought to Walkathon today?
Today, butter chicken, steamed rice, pani puri, sweet, and samosa, and dal.
Nice. I've heard so many people talking about how they really want to try your soul, that it's really, really good. Do you want to this is your first Walkathon, actually. Do you want to talk about how it's felt, like your first Walkathon so far, how it feels like to see our entire school doing this big event?
I love to see that it's beautiful weather, beautiful place, yes, to have. That's very good. Yeah, I'm happy.
Nice. Okay. Have you enjoyed Walkathon so far? What's your name?
I really like the Walkathon today because I can see all the kids come closer.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying the tug of war, the PNC, nice, the SRC team, and all of us coming together. And I think the parents, a lot of kids came in and watched food from us, and which is like, I'm enjoying it. I'm surprised. And the big seller is the pani puri here.
Yeah. I've heard so many, your store has been really, really popular today. And so I'm excited for the, are you walking back or is that, are you driving back?
Oh, we are driving back.
Oh, right. Okay.
We have bags full of containers.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed Walkathon.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Okay, I'm here with our captain for 2025-26 SRC. How does it feel to be at Walkathon today?
Yeah, it feels really great. Everyone's doing a really great job. Thank you to all of the boys and girls from the SRC and all the teachers involved. They're all doing a really great job, and it's great to see so many people come in their costumes and show up. And yeah, it's a great day every year. So yeah.
Speaking of costumes, what is your costume today, AJ?
Yeah, I was meant to be Woody, but in all of the chaos, I'm abandoning my costume and just trying to go all in. Yeah.
And final question, how has sales been with the sausage? It has been really popular today.
Yes, yeah, so sales have been really good. We're already out of chicken and onions because a lot of people wanted them. We added brownies to the menu and we're nearly all out of brownies, so yeah.
Okay, here's to do his job.
Hold the veg.
Okay, one last question. Are you excited for the walk back with this hot sun and everything?
Yes, it's always great when you get to walk back with the grade. Lots of discussions going on, so yeah, it should be exciting. And Walkathon's always great. So yeah, last day of term, costumes, it's always great.
Okay, well, thank you so much, AJ. I'm sure the entire school is very, very thankful that the SSC and people like you are giving them food on days like this. So have fun at Walkathon. Hello everyone, I am here with Andrea, our 2025-26 Vice SRC. Do you want to talk about how it's felt like being here preparing for Walkathon with SRC this morning?
Well, we all came really early because we're all really dedicated for it. And while it was a bit stressful seeing everyone come in, our teamwork persevered and we're really happy with how everything's going because everything's really organized. So I came as a villain from Descendants with one of my other friends.
Nice.
And yeah,
that's nice. Thank you so much, Andrea. Are you excited, Lassie? Are you excited for the walk back?
Yes, I am. Even though I know it will be tiring, it's going to be a really fun walk back.
Yes, thank you, Andrea.
So we have started the walk back to Penrith. And I feel like I'm going to be doing a bit more commentary on the walk back because it's a bit more chill. Everything's a bit more relaxed. Everything's happened. The day is almost ending. And I'm going to talk about what I see on the walk back, because I feel like it's a pretty far walk and you go through a good like mixture of suburban shops like 7-Eleven and some empty paths as well that don't have houses, but like, I don't know, places that are like not rural, that's like a weird word to say in this actual suburban area, but it's kind of like there's no houses and it's just grass on either side. And there's a good mixture of them. And whenever I would pass 7-Eleven, I really wanted a Slurpee. But it's really fun, you know, listening to music, organ events. I feel like I've repeated this so many times in this podcast, but you know what? What's wrong with a little reinforcement? I'm going to say it again. Walkathon is such a fun event with your friends because you get a kind of bonding time that's like different to the kind of bonding time you get during school. It's a great way to end term three before a really, really hectic term four with Bottics exam block, our biannual musical, as well as Pendleton performance, which is really cool. So, hang on. We are currently on
the
back. It's probably going to be another 2-hour walk. I feel like the walk back is going to be faster than the walk to, though. I don't know. I feel like because maybe our legs are used to it. But so far, it's been a great day. I can't wait to get home though. And the walk back is actually going to be less hot because the sun's kind of gone down. It's definitely still sunny. Not as sunny as it was when it was 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m. while we walked here though. So it's going to be a bit more bearable, and the wind makes it bearable as well. As I was talking to Miss Kush, the wind gives you a very cool temperature, very cool weather, climate. So it makes the heat a bit more bearable. I don't know how this sounds with me walking and talking because I'm looking out of breath. Not really, but like, you know what I mean, the movement. But I currently have the lapel mic here, and my first time being on this podcast is on ground with you guys at Walkathon, and all of you listening will probably have experienced the Walkathon as well, but for you guys who didn't come and are staying home, this is what it sounds like with so many people working together to make this event possible. I'm sure, as you've heard throughout interviews, there's so much that goes behind the scenes. And so many student helpers as well, such as the SRC, they have taken their time out of this beautiful event to literally help make sure this event runs, make sure everyone else gets food. So thank you so much to the SRC. I have a few friends in the SRC as well, and I'm very thankful to them for taking the time out of their day, as well as teachers, because some teachers, right, they could have chosen to be the chaplain, but some of them are walking with us, which is really cool. And I think I'm cool. So now we're walking past a river. I'm assuming it's the Nepean River, thinking that it's a treasure reserve. But it's so pretty as the sun glistens down onto the water and the wind howls through. I don't know if you guys can hear the wind howling through the microphone, but it's like very cool. Like, it's definitely so much more bearable than as we were walking to Trent Reserve. It was so hot, but now it's like a very calming experience, might I say. It feels like a brisk walk. And yeah, we've got still like an hour and a half ahead of us, but I think this time's gonna be pretty fun. I'm gonna commentate on the stuff that we see. If it's any interesting, I'm sure you guys don't want to just hear me yapping on my walk back to school about nothing. So yeah, well, I've got someone in like a great costume in front of me in our grade, and I think he dressed up as a pirate. It's very cool, by the way. I don't know how he's not melting in the costume, but I respect the dedication. And going into that, so many costumes today at Walkathon were absolutely insane. I mean, when you see these people who have, because you know, most people just treat this Walkathon as a normal lofty day, sure, but kind of adhering to the Disney theme, which, you know, is a very good theme because some people just, Disney is so cute, right? It's such a big part of our childhood, but some people put so much effort into the costumes that I very much respect, because personally, I, dressing up as Mal today from Descendants, daughter of Maleficent, all I needed was something purple, and I just put on purple jeans and called it a day. But some people put so much effort into all these big aspects, like the pirate hat, the pirate boots, total 100% pirate costume, as well as Yurong, who we talked to before, who was in an absolute cockroach bodysuit costume. Like, it was one of those serious costumes where head to toe, he was fully covered in a cockroach. I don't know how he's not melting. And who else? Ooh. And out of the teachers, I know Mr. Barclay, the computing tech teacher, dressed up as a Mandalorian, and I think he had Yoda, stuck on his shoulder, and it was so cool. It looked so real as well. I was looking, I was like, he's got the mask as well that goes on his face. Yoda just bouncing up and down on his shoulder. People like that, I have so much respect for them, because they truly enjoy, you know, events like these Walkathon, where they get to express their creativity through their costumes, as well as the fact that it's Disney, something that people are so passionate about, because that's what they've been watching since they were young. Like, I know Miss Olsen's really passionate about Disney, and Miss Kirsch loves Disney. I loved her really simplistic costume, but it was so effective as well because it was the Disneyland Mickey Mouse headband, and it was really, really cute. And as we walk back, I'm looking up onto the trees. There are so many big trees here. Like, I'm walking to and from Church Reserve for this walkathon this year. I've more clearly looked at like how many trees that we've passed. There are so many trees. Oh, and we're currently passing checkpoint one. Guys, checkpoint one out of 16 checkpoints. You know what? I'll take it. It looks great. We have Miss Guild and Miss Berry sitting here. Miss Guild and Miss Berry sitting here for the look at them. We're at checkpoint one. You know what? I'll say which teachers at checkpoint because they're so fun. They're so fun teachers. I love Miss Berry and Miss Guild. They teach visual arts and music, yeah, but I see Miss Guild a bit more. But Miss Berry was actually my only visual arts teacher for the entire 2 years, B7 and E8, so I really, really love her. And you know, would it be fake to say that, like, I'm not jealous of those teachers sitting there? Because they don't get to see me. They have to sit there on the chair the entire time. They don't get to walk. Well, guys, that was a slight pause in the walking, but we continued our walking. And, you know, I'm going to, after, like, I've talked about Miss Guild and Miss Berry sitting there at the checkpoint, I was saying, like, I'm not that. You know, because, yeah, they're going to sit down, but they're going to get a walk. And, you know, I feel like it's a walk with them, right? Walking is the main part. The main experience is walking through these entire kilometers, experiencing both the negatives and the positives. But so far today, for grade 9, we have been walking with Miss Holloway and Miss Frenzik. And now when we're walking to Trent Reserve, Miss Holloway was the one in front, but now it's Miss Frenzik. Both science teachers. Miss Holloway is actually my science teacher, and it's really fun talking to them when you're walking. They kind of keep the momentum up, keep the morale up, especially when people are beginning to get tired. They're like, we've got this, guys, and I know Miss Holloway had candies as well, so she's handing them out. And it makes me really value these teachers who, you know, agree to have to walk these distances just to make sure that walkathon happens for us and to keep us safe on these public roads. And speaking of public roads, it's also really, really nice to see other people, obviously members of our Penrith community, who walk alongside us, they bike alongside us, they run alongside us. And because we're the ones on our walkathon, but they're just living their daily life, and the fact that we see them, you know, experiencing like this beautiful nature that Church Reserve kind of like gives us in a suburban area as Penrith, that you have all this like patches of grass just freely run through. It's really fun and freeing to see some people just enjoying their life like that. You know, and fitness as well, but like, I could never, just because I don't like running. Well, walking's fine. Walkathon, it's a fire experience. I'm pretty excited for next week's walkathon. Oh my gosh, I haven't even finished this walkathon, and I'm already talking about next year's walkathon, which I hope the theme is like something cool again, because I feel like we do very well as a school to vote for a theme that's good. And you know, it's kind of easy to make costumes for, because sometimes themes can be hard. And so far, we have walked past Cables Water Park twice. And whenever I look at the water, I'm like, oh my gosh, that cool water would be so good to dive in right now. It's kind of like the water's like taunting us, right? Like, oh, you have to walk in this weather, but I get a chill as cool water. But I feel like I need to go there one day. Like, I have never gone there, even though I'm pretty sure Cables Water Park is literally the prize for the class that raises the most funds for walkathon. And I think it's one of the year 7 classes, and they got to go here for the excursion. But I think I really want to go here one time, just because who doesn't love jumping in water and swimming? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We're apparently just past checkpoint 4. And you know what? I agree. The walk back has been quite easier. There's actually no sun now. It's pretty cloudy up there, which means there's no heat bearing on us. And it's a very, very relaxing walk back. It's been a pretty stroll. We've been listening to music. My current favorite song, On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez. It's a great song, guys. You should go listen to it. I've got like a party music playlist that I just play on events like these. But it's been good so far. Seeing all the cars driving past, you know, you really realize how loud cars are, because some people are revving up their engines kind of crazy. But No, Walkathon has been a good event this year. I think I didn't know what last year was like, but in year seven, first ever Walkathon, did not know what to expect. You know what I didn't expect? Walking that much kilometers. So I kind of was just like jump scared with that much walking, and I kind of freaked out. And I think like my feet hurt a lot more in year seven than they do now. I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast episode, though. We haven't ended it yet because still have to talk. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk to Tamila and me to hear how their last ever walkathon was this year, today. But you know what? It's been a great experience. We'll definitely be doing it again next year.
Sadly, that brings us to the end of our journey through Walkathon this year. For sure, everyone is tired, but also very happy and satisfied. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and thank you to those who shared their costumes and thoughts. That's a wrap on this episode. Thanks for walking with us.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Penrith Perception, a podcast made by the multimedia team. To support us, feel free to follow us on Spotify. You can also find us on Instagram at The Penrith Perception for more news, behind-the-scenes material, and upcoming episodes. This podcast was recorded on Darug land, always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
The Penrith Perception is executive produced by Shamila Faisal, Reek Kanda, and Dimitris Gardanis. Mixed and edited by Sneeka Nishani, Sachika Chakraborty, and Jasmine Sohi. Scripted by Marlena Hanna and Studi Biswas. Graphic design by Abby Chi and Miriam Ahmed. Music composed by Preetam Telugu.